This episode of Opinions Matter is supported by Shopify.
Every great podcast or business starts with an idea, but the what ifs usually follow right behind. You start questioning if you can actually build a site or if you can handle the marketing and the logistics on your own. That feeling of being overwhelmed is just part of the process. You need a platform that makes the impossible feel very doable, and that platform is Shopify.
Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world, helping turn big ideas into real-life brands. If you're worried about design, Shopify is ready-to-go templates make it easy to build a beautiful online store. If you need a hand, their AI tools can help write product descriptions, enhance images, and even generate discounts.
And if people haven't heard about your brand yet, Shopify makes it simple to run email and social campaigns to reach new customers. Plus, their award-winning 24/7 support is always there if you get stuck. So stop asking what if and start asking why not.
So turn those dreams into and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your €1 per month trial at shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie and see what you can build with Shopify by your side.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of the podcast? We got an email in over the weekend to allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. And the best way I can describe it is a kind of a sad email. And I know when we both read it the other day, Jeremy, on Saturday. Would you describe it as a sad email?
And I, believe it or not, so we discuss everything when it comes in, and I didn't want to do this topic. It's very difficult sometimes because we're doing a podcast called Opinions Matter where we get all different opinions. Mm. And a lot of you, I love all our listeners because you're so opinionated, yeah? But some of you lack empathy when it comes to stories like this. And I mean, some of the messages coming in already have no sympathy for this man. And he spoke to us off air as well. And he didn't speak to me. He spoke to our Amanda. And in fact, on one occasion when she was talking to him, he was actually in tears. And he said that his mental health isn't great over this. And that's why I was a bit reluctant to do the topic. But he insisted, by the way, this is on his insistence that we do the topic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just want, I know a lot of people, when they hear his story, they're going to be very angry. But try and put yourself in his shoes. It's an awful situation to be in, isn't it?
Yep, it is. Have a listen to...
So a bit of empathy, guys. Okay,
this is a man that wants to be called Brian, even though that is not his name, okay? So Brian's message to us was, please, please, please don't give out my name. Hopefully someday I'll be able to speak out when this comes out. The Tommy Fleming story has got me thinking of my situation. I'm a married father of two girls, aged 7 and 11, married to my wife 13 years, but I'm secretly gay. The Tommy Fleming scandal has made me question whether I should stop living a lie and confess my sexuality to my wife. But I am terrified of the embarrassment it will cause to my family, especially my girls. I've never been able to accept that I am gay. I've never wanted to come out. You'll never know how hard it is. But I love my wife and never want to hurt her, especially after hearing Tommy Fleming's wife's interview. The difference is I'm not up to all sorts. I've kissed two men on drunken nights out in a gay bar. That's it. Have any of your listeners been in this situation? Advice, please. And that's from a guy who we're calling Brian because he asked us to call him Brian, even though we know from his email address that that is not his name. So, Brian, obviously we wish to protect your identity and we will do nothing to unhide your identity. Anyway, basically, on the one hand, the Tommy Fleming situation has made him think, oh, that's me. That's actually me. But on the other hand, he has seen the hurt and pain cause to Tommy Fleming's wife, who did an interview and basically said he robbed 24 years of my life.
Yeah.
And again, the whole situation is just terribly sad. In the situation of Tommy Fleming and his wife, that's sad. And this situation with Brian is terribly sad as well.
And I'm probably going to annoy a lot of people with this, but I have sympathy for him. And I know a lot of you don't, but I do. There are so many men. There are some people accept when they know they're gay, they accept it and with gusto, yeah? Mm-hmm. And their whole identity becomes, I'm gay, yeah?
Yep.
Their whole life becomes, I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm gay. And that must be great, yeah? But for some people, and in fact, myself and Adrian have a mutual friend who is gay as well and has struggled all his life, hasn't he?
Absolutely,
he has literally
yeah.
struggled all his life. He cannot accept that he is gay. And if you look at the amount of homophobia that's still around today, it's being gay is not an easy
absolutely
thing.
Absolutely not.
It's not an easy thing. You may think homophobia is dead in Ireland. It absolutely is not. You look at when Leo was running the country, most of the abuse that he was getting was homophobic abuse.
It was, absolutely. Yeah.
It was all, so,
and this mutual friend that you were talking about,
yeah.
for many years, we always knew that this guy was gay, but he put forward this image of being a macho man and being anti-gay, being homophobic himself.
Yeah, yeah, to cover it up.
Anyway, the question is, the question that Brian...
And by the way, I'm not saying it was okay for him to kiss two men in a gay bar, but it could have been, okay, he wasn't going to saunas or anything like that. He says, and he's spoken to, as I said, Aramanda at length, he swears, and he's no reason to lie, by the way, because we're not identifying him, that he has never
I'm not up to all sorts,
yeah,
is what he says.
He has never had sexual relations with another man. So here you have, and there are people...
Now, I will ask a question. How does he know he's gay if he's never had a gay encounter with a man?
When you look at a man and say, I want to ride him, that means you're gay. I would assume.
Does it though?
Well, I'm not going to kiss a man, okay?
Yeah.
So I know I'm not gay. You know when you are gay. But I think we need to show a bit of empathy. Okay, he's living a lie, but I think him coming out will cause more embarrassment. Imagine how embarrassed. Like, you look, guys, at how angry and embarrassed Tommy Fleming's wife was mm-hmm. about that whole thing. And imagine the slagging that the kids would get and stuff like that.
Okay, well, our number is 085-825-2626. The question is, should Brian tell his wife that he thinks he's gay?
And I just want to say, I'm not going to back down on this. I have sympathy for the man. It has to be terrible.
Yes, and that's fine. You say you have sympathy for him, but does that sympathy extend to him keeping it to himself and not telling his wife, or him coming out and telling his wife, I kissed two men, therefore I'm gay? Which is it?
That is...
What is your advice?
My advice would be to at least wait until the kids are a bit older, until they're adults, and they won't get, oh my God, the absolute slagging you will get. Your daddy's a poofter. Your daddy's a poofter. Can you imagine?
085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number if you'd like to get involved in this. Let's kick off with Darren.
Absolutely zero sympathy. He made his bed, now he has to lie in it. He's a scumbag. And are you telling me he hasn't rode men in them 14 years he was married to a woman? He's an absolute scumbag. If this was a man cheating with another woman, everyone would be giving out fuck. But because that he's gay, people get a free pass, basically. It makes me sick.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Morris, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Morris?
How are you doing, Adrian? Good to hear you again. I'm enjoying life here. I'm retired now, so
I'm a
man of leisure. How are you?
Isn't that a great life to have? Good, yeah, not a bother. Thanks, Morris. Great to hear from you. So, you've heard Brian's story. He says he's never had any gay encounters, bar a kiss here and there with men, but he still doesn't know whether or not he should come out. He has kids, two girls, aged 7 and 11. What do you think of this?
Yeah, it's a tough one for him, especially when he heard the story of Mr. Fleming after 24 years of living a lie, and his wife came out now and said he stole 24 years of my life. So he's after stealing half that off his wife, 14 years. Be a man and come out, do it at the right time, tell your wife. Because the more you live a lie, the harder it's going to be and the worse it's going to be. The sooner you come out and get it over with, the better. And an example of that, so I have a neighbour of mine, and a few years back, Adrian, his wife came out to him after 21 years and three children later and said, I'm gay and I want to get separated and have a gay partner. And he says, why the fuck did you do this to me? I couldn't come out when mommy and daddy are alive. It would have killed them. So they're dead now.
All right, so he... didn't give a flying fuck about her opinion and the effect it was going to have on her, but he did for his own parents.
Yeah, it was the woman that came out as gay.
That came out as gay. So she didn't want her parents to know.
Yeah.
And she kept it to herself.
So they died, and she came out to her husband after 21 years of marriage and said, I'm gay, I'm leaving this marriage. I couldn't Theo was gay when his parents were alive.
Okay, so in this situation, and you're right in what you said about Tommy Fleming's wife in an interview over the weekend. And by the way, this isn't the only couple in the world that this has ever happened to. This has happened many, many, many times, as you just described. This guy Brian's issue is that he has never been up to all sorts, as has been alleged about Tommy Fleming. He has just kissed two men in a gay bar on two different occasions. Which means he went to the gay bar in the first place, I suppose. But anyhow, he doesn't know what to do. Now, what he doesn't tell us is whether
sorry for cutting across you. Brian's wife has not thrown her life away or wasted her life, because she would have had from all accounts, from what we've heard from him, they've had a good marriage and a happy marriage. So her life isn't wasted.
Why did Tommy Fleming's wife feel that way? He wasted 24 years of my life.
It's not a waste if you enjoyed your... But sure, that'd be like saying if I broke up with my wife now, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Not because I'm gay or anything, but if we just broke up, that I would consider all the time we were married together a waste of life. It's not a waste of life. You enjoyed life together. So that's a bullshit thing when people say you wasted 20 years of my life. No, absolutely not. Not, it's not wasted.
I think that's wrong. Yeah, he's living a lie, Jeremy. He's living a lie. He chose to hide that he's a gay man, and he married a woman to fit in and feel normal.
Yeah.
And he had children with her. So he betrayed his wife, and he betrayed his children, because he wasn't true to himself. And now he's dabbled twice in what he really is, in a gay man, and he kissed two men. How do you think his wife would feel if she found out he was kissing other men?
No,
before giving him two children.
Okay, the cheating thing, yeah, I get that. There's no doubt about it, the cheating is wrong. He shouldn't have done that, but he could have done a lot worse, is what I'm saying. He could have done a lot. The man's living in hell, Morris.
Listen, and he created it himself, because he wasn't true to himself. So he told the lie. He told the woman he loved her and he wanted to settle down with her and marry her.
Well, in his message, by the way, sorry, can I just say, he's married to her 13 years, okay? I'm not sure whether he loved her in the start. I'm not sure when he had his gay encounters, the kisses. I'm assuming it's while he's been married, but I'm not certain. It could have happened even before he was married. He obviously decided to get married for whatever reason, and he obviously had a sexual relationship with his wife because they have two children together. And I'd say his head is just melted.
I think he realises now, because he's afraid. The Tommy thing is after setting him off, right? But don't forget, the classic guy that done this was Philip Schofield. He lived a lie for 27 years and had two children with his wife, adult children, and then he decided to come out. And I tell you what,
and had a relationship, an affair with a young man.
And I remember at the time everybody saying, "Oh, you're so brave for coming out, you're so brave."
Not at all. He lived 27 years of a lie and he betrayed his
So let me ask you then, Morris. This guy, Brian, I know he's listening to this podcast, okay? He is looking for advice. He said, "Advice, please." So he has seen how the whole Tommy Fleming thing has unfolded. He has seen the hurt and pain that it caused to Tommy Fleming's wife with her interview recently. And he doesn't want to cause that sort of pain. In other words, he can keep this to himself.
Well, he's thinking about it because he's already dabbled in the fact that he kissed two other men in a gay bar. And if you're not gay, what are you doing in a gay bar? So his wife...
I've been in a gay bar and I'm not gay, but...
What I'm saying to you is he went there for a reason, because he had feelings to go there. He wanted to go there. His wife thinks he's a heterosexual man, and he's not. So the longer he betrays her and the children, the more the pain is going to be. If he wants to come out and not be a Tommy Fleming, come out when the time is right. Go and talk to her, get advice. But the longer you go on living the lie, the more it's going to hurt.
No, I don't agree. How can it hurt more? It couldn't hurt more.
As soon as he comes out and tells them what's going on with him and who he is, who he really is, the sooner and quicker they can get over the pain.
So, Tommy Fleming said she blames him for 24 wasted years.
It's not
okay?
Wasted years. They had a good marriage together. It's not wasted years.
No, but she looks back as that whole 24 years being an absolute lie. She was literally living a lie to a man who was lying to her. That's how she sees it. So you're saying the pain can't get any worse. If this guy, He's married 13 years. He's not married 24 years. The pain might be a bit less, but you think it'd be the exact same. Maurice, do me a favour and stay on the line there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this.
Am I alone in this, by the way? I probably feel I have a different opinion. None of you have heard, and we are trying to, well, if we can guarantee his anonymity, we are trying to get him on.
He's not going to come on. You know quite well he won't.
Certainly not before this all comes out. But had you spoken to him and had you heard what he's saying, you know, he's kind of the victim as well, isn't he?
The victim.
Well, none of us know what it's like to come out of the closet that you're afraid to come out as gay.
No, that's true.
So none of you have been in that position, and you're all on your high horse and you're all being judgmental about it. None of you have had to face that huge, huge thing. And especially when there's kids, I can't imagine how the kids would react. They wouldn't even understand. But the older one probably would. But that's going to do something. Like, what damage has he done at the moment? As long as he keeps it in his pants, what damage has he done?
He's lying, basically. He's literally lying.
Well, no, he's not lying, because no one has ever asked him. No, he hasn't told a lie.
He has.
No, he hasn't. What lie did he tell?
Well, he's after telling us the truth, so, okay, he's covering up his tracks. He's covering up his...
He hasn't told one lie, unless, and I doubt it, unless his wife turned around to him. Has your wife ever turned around to you and said, Adrian, are you gay?
Not that I remember,
no. No more than mine has. So he hasn't told one lie to his wife and kids. Not one lie.
Darren, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Darren?
I just want to ask Jeremy a question.
Yes.
Jeremy, if your wife came out to you there, let's say this year, at the end of the year or next year, and said that she's leaving you for another woman, that she's been secretly a lesbian over the last 20 years, would you feel betrayed?
It's a whataboutery thing.
So answer the question.
Would I feel betrayed? Well, I wouldn't feel like the last, whatever, 15 years, whatever, have been a waste, because...
Well, so what was it then?
Well, no, you would... Sure, that's like saying, so was every past relationship you had a waste? A complete waste?
Well, that's different. It's a relationship. You weren't married.
No, but I'm saying every relationship you have, you learn things.
So you wouldn't feel betrayed then if your wife cheated on you with other women?
Well, you see, the argument here is, Darren, that you look back on some of the good times you had. He had children with his wife. He had great holidays with her and whatever. So, you know, a lot of people can look at the positives. I have an ex-wife as well, and we did have some good times together.
Yeah, there's no point in saying you didn't. No, because
we
lie.
Did.
Yeah. It's a lie.
Yeah, but the only positive is the children out of it. And Jerry, if you're a woman left you for another man and was cheating on you with other men, would you feel betrayed then? Of course you would. Yes. So what's the difference?
Okay, he's kissed two men, okay? He's not going...
So what's the difference in cheating with a man and cheating with a woman? You're saying that you wouldn't feel betrayed of cheating with another woman, but you would feel betrayed if he was cheating with a man.
All I'm saying is the hurt that it's going to cause if he comes out to his two young children is going to be absolutely huge. I don't think...
Do you think he should continue on living the life the rest of his life?
I can't answer that question because...
Okay, but you said earlier on that you have sympathy for him. How long does that sympathy last for? That's the question. For 24 years, like Tommy Fleming? 085-825-2626 is our number if you would like to get involved. In just a moment, Angela, I'll be with you in a sec.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
I'm grand. Just have to kind of pick Darren up there on something, you know, that. Darren, I was cheated on. I was married, but I wouldn't take back a day of my marriage or any day that I was with him up until about the last 6 months of our marriage. You know, you can't live your life with regrets. Now, I don't agree with what this guy is doing at all. He should come out. He should let his wife move on when she's ready. And let her, because it sounds like she'd be young enough to move on. But to say that it's a waste of time, it's not a waste.
But Angela, yeah. your husband didn't cheat on you with another man. He cheated on you with another woman. If he cheated with another man, it would be a bit different. Because then,
no,
obviously, he was been riding other men all his life while he was with you.
But it doesn't matter, Darren. It doesn't matter whether it's a man or a woman. If you're cheated on, you still feel the hurt.
There was a choice there, Angela.
Okay, let me ask you, Angela. You were... you said yourself, and you've spoken to us about this before, you were cheated on, and that ultimately was what ended your marriage. But are you able to look back at your marriage with...
I still have my wedding album.
Okay.
Because it's the most beautiful wedding album, because there's people in it that aren't here anymore.
Okay.
I still have my wedding DVD.
Okay, you able to look back at the time you were married to your ex-husband with some fondness?
Absolutely. I hope he's happy.
Now,
I really hope he's happy.
It could be argued, though, Angela, that this is slightly different. That he, I assume, he wasn't cheating on you for the entirety of your marriage.
Hopefully not.
Hopefully
he was
not.
Good if he did.
Okay, so hopefully not. Where it could be argued that somebody like Tommy Fleming or this guy, Brian, now Brian may not have actually cheated an awful lot. He did kiss two men, but he's been living a lie, which is essentially cheating all that time. He hasn't been telling his wife the truth of who he is.
That's the one thing that I am in total agree with. He is totally lying to her for the whole of his marriage, the whole of it, you know. And like as somebody said there on Facebook, it's not like we're living back in the 1920s, 30s or 40s. This was at a time when, let's say, homophobia wasn't at its height, you know, that it was becoming acceptable for a lot in the country. And I know that from having two cousins that are gay. You know, that in the past 20 years, it's easier for them now. They love coming home. You know, they moved abroad because of it. But when you enter into a relationship and into a marriage with someone knowing that you are gay, and you know what? Yes, there are some who enter into it and are confused and don't know. And if 10 years down the line, you realize, actually, I'm gay, you get out of it.
Okay, so your
marriage.
Advice to this this guy, Brian, who's only ever kissed two men in his life, he says, and we'll just take it at face value. Now, I don't know, maybe he watches gay porn or maybe...
He went to a gay bar.
He went to a gay bar, yeah. I don't know what he does to confirm that he's gay to himself, but he obviously believes that he is.
You know. I know a friend of mine as well who came out after, Jesus, what was he? He would have been in his early 30s and we all went, what? No, he's not. He can't be, because he was a male slut, you know. But what he was doing was he was trying to convince himself that he wasn't.
And I mentioned earlier on about a guy that we knew for many years who kept it to himself and was almost homophobic in that period of time. In other words, thou doth protest too much. And he eventually...
Yeah, and that's what he was doing. He was writing everything that he could, female. Just to kind of say, no, I'm not. But the thing was, he didn't go along and marry someone. He didn't go along and have kids with someone because he was confused. But then he realized, yes, I am actually gay. But with this guy, Brian, you know that you are living a lie. Grow a set of balls, get the Learoidy out and just come out and be honest. And
destroy
their
lives, destroy three people's lives.
Is he not destroying it by staying with her?
No, sure. How's it destroyed?
Okay, well, who's not to say that a guy doesn't see him kissing another guy in the club and go back and tell her?
Yeah, no, he needs to cop onto that and stop doing that, obviously.
But no, why should he live a lie?
We don't know how recently or how long ago it was that he kissed
It doesn't matter how long ago. He was obviously with her when he did it. You know, so what are you going to gay bars for? Because you're not going there with a load of friends. You're certainly not going there with your wife. You know, you're gay. Be honest about it.
And Jeremy's argument that...
No, that's easy for you to say as a straight woman. Be honest about it. Just come out. Do you know the serious mental health issues that a lot of people have?
I do. I've told you.
Coming out of the closet. We know, as I said, we know people who have gone through huge depression about not being able to...
Yeah.
I said some people...
Two of my cousins at the age of 18 moved to the UK.
Yeah. Some people just...
Because they couldn't be over here outly gay. I know. Now, I don't personally know what it's like, but sitting talking them, I know what they've gone through. I've listened to what they've gone through. you know. But Jeremy, you have to look at this, as I said, what happens if down the line, in a year's time, he's with a guy he's seen and it gets back to the wife?
Yeah, no, that is a different story altogether if that were to happen. So Brian is listening to this podcast right now, Angela. What is your message to Brian?
Let her go. Let her move on with her life. It's going to hurt. It's going to kill her. Of course it is.
So
and the kids, and the families, and your friends.
So ruin everybody's life, is what you're saying.
Ruin everybody's life a certain amount of time. For a certain amount of time.
She is going to be in the laughing stock. The laughing stock of people.
The laughing stock, Jeremy. Would you prefer he tell her now than when he gets caught?
How is she going to be the laughing stock?
Look at the commentary online since the whole Tommy Fleming thing came up. About both of them, by the way. People slagging off his wife and slagging him off. The homophobic comments coming out. She will be. People will laugh.
But they're just scumbags. Why would you even care what people like that think? All you care about is your family and your friends. You know, that's going to happen. Of course it's going to happen, Jeremy. Nobody's going to turn around and say life's going to be a bundle of roses.
I just don't know why. I don't know why you put kids through that absolute trauma at such a young age.
He did that. Can you not condemn him for doing that?
Yeah, he was wrong, but again, there's so many men who got married hoping that it would take away whatever their gayness or whatever the case is.
Let's be honest. Yeah, that's kind of the way
That's what it is. Men did that back in the day because. I mean, you look, Jesus.
Men joined the priesthood as well for the exact same reason, to try and cover up their gayness,
The dogs on the street. Yeah. The dogs on the street knew that Tommy Fleming was gay.
I never even heard of him before this.
But you look, there's so many people, and I'm not going to name this, but there's another person in the entertainment industry that literally, don't mention the name now, Angela, but the dogs in the street know he's gay. He's not a young man, you know what I mean?
No.
I think if he did actually go to the papers and say, by the way, I want you to do a story on me being gay, everybody would go,
it'd be a no story.
No, but everybody goes, sorry, we knew that, but why is this particular individual afraid
The reason there isn't an issue over him is he's not married to a woman in a heterosexual relationship.
My point is even...
But Jeremy...
Yeah, go on.
Answer me this. You think that he should continue living a lie?
That's really what you're saying. That is literally what you're saying, that you think he should keep it to himself for another couple of years until the kids get older and continue to live that lie.
Yeah, I think until the kids get a bit older. Sorry, lads.
Stay with me for a second, Angela. I want to bring in more opinions on this.
The reason I mentioned that other person in the entertainment industry who's gay and has never come out, he has no reason not to come out.
I agree.
When you think about it.
I agree, except he's of an age that...
But that's the point I'm making. If he's not comfortable with coming out, why isn't he comfortable with coming out?
I don't know. You'd want to ring him.
Yeah, maybe I will ring him. No, but if he's not comfortable, people just stop. Guys, stop thinking that it's very... very, very easy.
Okay, but this
for
is different.
To come out.
No. This is very different because somebody else is involved in this. In fact, three other people are involved in this.
Yeah, and they are the victims here. I do agree they are the victims, but to cause more hurt, I just don't know.
All right, here is Louise.
Hi, lads. Great topic today. Listen, I just can't get over Jeremy. I mean, seriously, like, you're telling you have empathy for the guy because he's been living a lie. He's gay and he got married to his wife and I think he said 13 years together and they've got two young kids and all the rest of it. What are you talking about? Sympathy. First of all, and I said it in the comments, I mean, are you not born gay? So if you're born gay, I think you know that. Do you know that sort of went 13 years ago? It wasn't a big deal before he got with that girl or got married to come out and say, I'm gay. Do you know what I mean? He's, after dragging that woman into her marriage under false pretenses, having children with her, giving her the security and the sanctuary of marriage all the time, going behind her back and kissing men and going to gay bars. And I bet you he's on dating apps and all the rest of it. God knows anyway. But he's been totally disingenuous. Totally. And you're talking about he hasn't lied there. What are you talking about? Is it just because of the fact that he's gay, Jeremy? Or what is it? Because at the end of the day, for example, imagine some fella got with a girl and he was having an affair behind her back for the last 13 years because he liked, his preference was redheads, for example. I could imagine you'd be singing a completely different tune, Jeremy Hicks. You know what I mean? I mean, sometimes you just talk shit. And today is one of those days.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Jeremy, you're annoyed with that message that I played.
No, I'm not. No, I'm flabbergasted at how people are so annoyed with me when all I'm saying is, yes, what he did is wrong, but you want to add more hurt to it. And again, my point is, you don't know how difficult it is. I mean, is that woman gay that left a message?
I don't know.
Coming out from talking to gay people.
This is very different to just coming out.
Yeah, it's even more difficult.
No, but my point is, this is worse because there are other people involved in this whole scenario. That's the problem.
But they're implicated in it now. It's gone too far, hasn't it?
Wasting, so he may as well hang on and waste 24 years of his wife's life.
How is it wasting? I assume they have a sexual relationship, because if they don't, she'd be asking questions. No, I've never, the one part thing I've never understood is, how can a gay man have sex with a woman?
I don't.
As in successfully.
So maybe he's bisexual, I don't know. Maybe he just doesn't even know himself. 085-825-2626 is our number. Martin, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Martin?
Mighty lad, how's up?
Good, thanks, Martin. What did you want to say on this?
Well, the mighty Jeremy Dixon, Mr. Morals himself, given the green light to adultery just because it's with a man, not a woman. I never thought I'd hear the fucking day. Jeremy, where are your morals, guys? Where are your morals? What about the vows that man took, whether it was at an altar or registry office or whatever? It's still vows they take. And the same thing, it's like fucking Groundhog Day here this afternoon. If it was with a woman, it'd be a completely different tune.
Yeah, no, it probably would. No, you're probably right. It would.
And even if he has an affair with a woman, or he's been kissing women,
He didn't have an affair.
Well, let's just say he finds somebody he likes and he has an affair with them. Or maybe he gets a fucking rent boy or whatever. It'd be the exact same thing as if he got a prostitute, a female prostitute.
No, and I have to say, I agree. There was a degree of sympathy for Tommy Fleming a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, there was, yeah.
I have no sympathy for him, and I know no sympathy for either when he comes out.
The point that I'm about to make is, had that recording that was released online, yeah, being accusations against him, being with this woman and that woman and that prostitute and the other prostitute, nobody would have had any sympathy for him whatsoever. But when the accusations were about him being gay and perhaps being in gay bars or whatever it was said on that tape, people did have sympathy. And I think, Martin, you're probably right that it would be totally different if the story was that he'd been with a string of prostitutes or other women, and do you know what I mean? Do you get the difference, yeah, Jeremy?
I might do the lottery tonight that Adrian agrees with me.
Yes.
My luck might be in.
Do you get the point I'm trying to make here?
No, I don't get the point.
If Tommy...
Jeremy, you're on about people's lives being ruined. If he was off kissing women and his wife found out, the kids' lives would equally be ruined.
Yes, 100%.
I just think... We cannot judge. Obviously, he's wrong.
Well, in fact, Brian has just sent us in a message, okay? And here's what Brian's message said. Brian here, listening to all your opinions, I want to thank you, Jeremy, for supporting me. The rest of you will never know how difficult it is to come out. I won't do anything to hurt my girls. That Martin doesn't have kids. I don't know if that's true.
I do
or not,
have
Martin.
Kids. I've got two lads.
You've got two lads. Okay, so that's not true.
But, yeah, that's not true.
No, he doesn't actually say. All he said was thanks to Jeremy for his support, but he doesn't say whether or not he's actually going to come out to his wife and his children.
Brian, if you can message us before this podcast actually stops recording, it'd be nice to find out. By the way, we're not forcing you to come up with an answer straight away as to whether or not you're going to do it or not. Sorry, Martin, by the way, he contacted us looking for advice. So, like, am I supposed to lie about the advice I'm giving?
No, I think you should just fess up. I'd be saying the same thing if he was a heterosexual man and he was kissing women and
Would you be saying the same if this was a guy who sent us a message saying, I'm racked with guilt because I kissed two women in two different bars, but I still love my wife? What advice would you be giving him then?
I'd be calling him a fucking dirtbag.
And telling them to fess up.
Well, fess up. But like, it's not going to, like, I mean, it's only going to snowball. Like, I can only presume that he started thinking that he had feelings towards men. And then, I don't know, like you said earlier, maybe he was watching porn or whatever. And then he's kissing a man. Then he kisses another man. And then, what's next then? He goes on Grindr or whatever. It's all going to snowball. He might as well just nip it in the bud now and just damage limitation. Because at the end of the day, I know how old his kids are. It's going to get worse if the kids are older.
They're 7 and 11.
Well, they might as well, while they're still in national school, because if that came out while they're in secondary school, we all know the fucking hassle they'd get.
Okay, stay there for a second, Martin. Let me bring in... Brian, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Brian?
Not too bad, and yourself?
Good, thanks, Brian. What did you want to say on this?
Well, I'd tell you one thing. As somebody who's gay myself now, I didn't get married. I knew that'd be the wrong thing to do. But you wonder when you're thinking about when the guy you went on and got married, and in the case of Tommy Fleming, are they in denial about the fact that they're gay? You know, are they convinced themselves or not?
I think possibly denial. A person that Jeremy and I knew many years ago, we always suspected that he was gay, but he was off riding rings around himself. He was with every woman going, and eventually he came out. So I think he spent all those years lying to himself. Yeah, I think that's exactly what he was doing.
How difficult was it for you to come out?
It wasn't really, because I was kind of accidentally outed by somebody who was drunk one night, and I let it go for a bit, and then I was talking to a member of my family. He said, yeah, that's the case. Do you know what I mean? But I was accepted. You know, there was no problem. But
how were you accidentally outed? I'm being nosy now.
It was just a conversation that happened in a pub one night. You know, and you know, there was the guy that outed me. He was drunk at the time. You know, and nothing more was said for a few weeks until the conversation come up again with my sister one day. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you then, for you. Even though you weren't in a rush to come out, obviously, you were accidentally outed, as you said yourself. For you, was it a weight off your shoulders then?
It was, yeah. Because there were suspicions, because I lived up the country at the time, and I used to come down to Dublin a lot, you know, and then it did eventually come out, and it wasn't a complete surprise, you know, because I remember, another member of my family, I don't know why you were going to Dublin so much, because I used to go to George and all those places.
Because there was nowhere like that where you're from.
Yeah, exactly.
And you had a bit of anonymity by going to Dublin.
Yeah, exactly.
And
that was it.
And okay, so it was a relief to you to come out. So what is your advice then to this guy, Brian, who doesn't know what to do? I haven't even asked you. I'm assuming, Brian, that you... were never in a straight relationship and you never had kids?
No, I hadn't.
Okay.
I went out with a girl for a year, but I knew myself. That was long before that. Yeah.
Just a matter of interest, because I did mention this. You don't have to answer this if you don't want to, but I was mentioning this a few minutes ago. As a gay man, is it difficult to maintain a relationship with a woman? Like, did you have a sexual relationship with this woman?
I did a bit, but it just didn't do me, if you know what I mean.
Well, no, it wouldn't do, but how... Because I can tell you now, if Adrian stripped naked in front of me, now I'm as straight as an arrow, if Adrian stripped naked in front of me, I would not be in any way... sexually aroused.
I don't think many women would be either, to be quite honest with you.
That'd be a sight for sore eyes.
But
I'm always wondering how good must a gay man be to be able to convince his wife that he is actually straight? Because I assume, the other Brian, I assume in Brian's marriage, he's kissed her. Ooh. They've obviously had sex. They have kids together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they have sex regularly, because if you don't have sex regularly, then that's alarm bells. What's he up to? Is he shagging somewhere? Is it difficult to basically pretend that you're attracted to women when you're not?
It is. It is difficult, all right. You know what I mean?
So your advice, Brian, to the other Brian is?
I would say, well, the longer you leave it, the worse it's going to be, because he's only going to torture himself, really. You know, and it's better coming from him and accidentally hearing it from somebody else down the line.
That's very true, actually. That is very true. All right, great to talk to you, Brian. Thanks very much indeed. And Una, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Una?
Hi, Hayden. How are you?
Good, thanks, Una. What did you want to say on this?
I think you should tell her. The longer he leaves her, the worse it gets. And like that guy said, you can't be hearing from someone else. You can't be hearing from someone else, which would be a lot worse.
So he should tell his wife and his daughters sooner rather than later, as far as you're concerned.
Not so much as they're a bit young at the moment, thinking they're a bit old.
Well, obviously they're going to find out, because the wife's obviously not going to stay with him, I wouldn't think. No, it does happen, by the way. It has happened
Well,
that couples have stayed together knowing that one is gay.
Yeah.
But So his daughters will find out, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but not only that, how long has he been gay? I mean, he didn't get married gay. Did he? Just that overnight, did this happen? Or
yeah, no, I actually don't know the answer to that question. I don't know how long he's been gay. I do know he's been married 13 years and that he has a 7 and 11-year-old daughters. So within 2 years of getting married, they had their first child.
Yeah, well, I don't think he's gay at all. I think it's just something that I can't imagine him. It could be both. He could be a homosexual. You know, he could be both.
Yeah, no, I said that earlier on. He could be bisexual. He just doesn't know.
He's bisexual, yeah.
He just doesn't know what he is. All right, well, look, thanks very much indeed for your call, Una. And I want to squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note. And this is from Viv, who's not happy with Jeremy, apparently.
Hey, lads, sorry, can't come on. So, Jeremy, what are you saying? Are his wife and kids now just props in his little play of I'm straight? Is that what it is? I mean, would you listen to yourself? And lying by omission is still lying. So he did lie. Their whole life has been built on a lie. And yeah, I would feel seriously fucking cheated out of that.
All right, Viv, thanks very much indeed for your message. And Brian has, what we're calling Brian, has just sent us in another message. And he says, I will come out someday. Or I will come on someday. Is that what he means? He'll come on this podcast someday if I can be anonymous.
But you can. You are anonymous.
Yeah, and you're welcome to. And we've often spoken to people on this program with voice disguise, and you're welcome to do that with us if you want, Brian. Thanks for covering my story. I'm disappointed by the lack of empathy. I can't tell her right now.
And here's one from Mary, and this just sums up. For those of you who don't realise how big of an issue this is, it's huge. People in the closet. Hi guys, great topic today. Surely his wife knows something is not right. But he's obviously able to perform to the point that she doesn't realise it. I have gay friends who have just not come out. They go out with women just to mask it. And I also have gay friends who are married with kids, living a lie just like Brian. I think it's better just to come clean himself, and his wife should come first.
All right. Thank you very much indeed for your message. Thank you all of you for your messages. Before we go, if you would like to win an Opinions Matter travel mug, it's our merchandise that we've been giving away left, right and centre. We're going to make it very easy. Just send us a WhatsApp with the word mug and your name to 0858252626. We'll give away two on the next episode of the podcast. So just message us on WhatsApp the word mug and your name to 0858252626, and we will give away two Opinions Matter travel mugs. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.